This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, hello and happy holidays to everybody. My name is Bob Long, inviting you to stick around for another hour of Auto World. We're going to be joined momentarily by Don Jones, one of our regular contributors. He's the gentleman that has the very popular website called theoldcarguys.com. And we're going to be talking today about some engines, some forgotten engines and some very rare engines. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Now let's go to St. Louis, Missouri, in the general outside skirts of the city, and bring forth the gentleman who's got the red-hot website, theoldcarguys.com. You know him as a field reporter for the show and regular contributor, Don Jones. Welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing, Don?
Well, pretty well. Just trying to stay up here in this northern tier and kind of wishing I was down here in Florida, but got to keep close to the house this winter, trying to get the side up running better and bringing in a lot of new products and going in some different directions, particularly with nostalgia racing parts. So that's our next big goal. Is to find those rare parts.
And there definitely should be a really unique market for that. I would imagine there's some very passionate people involved.
There is, and there seems to be, particularly in the old Hemi market, companies that are coming out with racing equipment for some of these old Hemis. The situation, though, is that these little Generation 1 Hemis that we used to refer to as boat anchors back in the 60s are now going for $2,000 to $3,000 an engine. And that's out of a salvage yard. So we're kind of taking a look at that and seeing if we can't, I don't know if I would say tap into it, but do something about it and find some product for the potential customer base out there.
That's great. And what are some of the other trends that you're seeing out there in the collector car world?
Well, there's a bit of a movement with the old guys like me to bring back the nostalgia racing, the nostalgia drag racing, to the extent of drive it to the racetrack and race it, and drive it to work on Monday. Right now, the nostalgia racing seems to trend around the Hemi cars and the big wedges and 427 Chevrolets, and I'd like to see it come down to where you had all the old stocks and you could race something heads up against another car that was similar to yours, just to weigh the mechanics and the reaction time and not the wallet or the MasterCard. So, hopefully we'll see that catch on, but the races I attended this summer, there were more people in the pits working on cars and there were in the stands watching racers. But you'll probably see the old car guys stickers on some race cars next year. Some of our clients are extremely happy with us, and we're kind of working out a deal now that they start wearing our decals. So maybe I'll be famous one of these days.
That sounds really cool. You put together a great piece here on some classic engines, including an engine found in the 1958 Edsel And that's the 410. It's rare, but found a few. And it's definitely rare as it's not on my radar screen.
Right. It was a one-year engine. It was part of the Ford Lincoln, the Mercury Epsilon Lincoln. And the 410 was kind of the baby brother to the 430 and the 462. They only used it 1 year and only in one make of automobile, and that was the 58 Edsel in their Citation or in their Corsair. It's kind of a head scratcher of why they didn't keep it around a little bit longer. It was the biggest engine I won't say the biggest engine of the day, but it was a very, very impressive sized engine, and putting out 345 horsepower and 475 cubic pounds of torque, it was a contender. Outside of the Edsel and the Mercury that came out using a 430, it was a special engine. So I've always been kind of wondering about, why that didn't catch on a little bit more. But just as a sidebar, I think at around 69, they did come out with a 410 Mercury engine, but the only thing they had in common with this engine was the displacement. It had nothing to do with the parts. Nothing would be interchangeable on that.
That's very interesting, yeah. You would think there would be some interchangeability, but not. But that's what makes this engine so unique and rare. Let's talk about the Marauder V8 from Mercury 5860. And in modern times, we saw a Marauder model sold for a couple of years by Mercury, trying to tap into kind of a sleeper V8 with some significant power. But let's talk about this 58-60 Marauder.
Right. In the 58-60, the Mercurys were still using the old Y312s, but they were solely being outpaced by the newer engines, and with Mercury it was the Mels. The 383 was the smallest version of that particular series of engine. So you really had the Marauder and the Super Marauder. And the Marauder was a 383 cubic inch engine, available either in a three-speed automatic or three-speed on a column. I guess they hadn't invented the four-speed yet or whatever, but that was your basic option. But it was extremely powerful, and definitely had a place in racing history. And then the real muscle engine was the Super Marauder, which was a 430 cubic inch Mel engine that was also available at a lower horsepower rating in the T-Bird and the Lincoln Continental. And they had several options with this engine. The four-barrel option and the tri-power option. That tri-power option was rated at over 400, or actually rated at 400 cubic inches. 400 horsepower. But I have a suspicion that you could probably coax a few more out of it. But I would think that this was probably the true muscle car engine. It was the biggest engine available in that time frame in North America. And the only one that I can find that had 400 horsepower.
Don Jones is with us, the old car guy himself. If you have a question about some of these high-performance engines that we're talking about, some rare ones that may be not on your radar screen that Don knows a whole lot about, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about a high-performance engine from DeSoto. That's all straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations and around the world at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here with us. My name is Bob Long. Fighting a little bit of a cold, so excuse my voice. And we've got our man himself, the old car guy, Don Jones, with us. We're talking about engines, high-performance engines, racing engines, some rare ones. And Don has come up with a great piece of work that he shared with me on this subject, and we're up to DeSoto, which offered a couple of different power plants, a 341 and a 345. Tell us a little bit about DeSoto and the world of high-performance engines.
just add one more thing on these 430 Marauder engines.
Sure.
That particular engine is not rare whatsoever. Finding a tri-power manifold would be next to impossible, since it only came out on that on the Mercury. But the four-barrel 430 engines, I could probably find 12 of them by noon tomorrow, mainly because I know where the first 11 are, and I think I know where the 12th one is. So if there's somebody wanted to build one of those for an older lead sled type of Mercury or heavier Ford, they're out there. There are people making race parts for them, and they're very buildable. So with that said, let's go ahead and talk about those DeSotos.
So two different power plants, a 341 as well as a 345. Tell us
right.
More.
All of the Mopar family were getting into the Hemis by the early 50s. DeSoto followed suit, and by 56, 57, they had jumped up to what I kind of consider the second generation. And those were the engines that started at 330 cubic inches. But in, I think, 56, 57, they came out with a 341 cubic engine. And they had a couple options on it. They had a dual quad version with only 9.5 compression, but it was putting out 320 horsepower with 356 pounds of torque. The 57, they had the 341, but they dropped the model down to a two barrel and lowered the compression a little bit, but it was still putting out, I think 290 horsepower, 295 horsepower on a two barrel. So it was still a pretty competitive engine, but they had kind of a racing version of it that they increased slightly in the bore. I think that the 341 had a 3.7812 bore, and the 345 had a 3.84. So I apologize for boring our audience with those statistics. But a slightly different bore, a hotter cam, running dual quad. This was one of the first engines to break the horsepower to cubic inch barrier. So 345 cubic inches, 345 horsepower, 355 torque pounds of torque. And that engine may be rare, but the 341s aren't particularly rare. There's two sit down in Georgia in a salvage yard. We don't find them as much as the smaller generation one Hemis, but they are out there. Most of the time, people aren't really looking at DeSotos, but I look at those as kind of a secret weapon, something that can be brought back to life and be very, very surprising in a hot rod. But taking a look at the DeSotos, they're not my idea of a beautiful car, but, you know, they do have a place in automotive history.
Well, that's a fact. No question about that, Don. Let's talk a little bit about Oldsmobile. Oldsmobile had many of a high-performance engine throughout its life on this planet before General Motors axed the Oldsmobile brand, but tell us about the 394.
Yep, the 394 was the last change of a very, very great automobile engine, the Rocket, the Oldsmobile Rocket engine. The original concept started about 52 with the 303. A couple years later, they went to 324. A few years after that, they went to the 371, and by 59, they upgraded that to 394, and they kept the 394s into about 1964. After 64, they decided on a whole different change. That's when you started seeing the 425, but these are still powerful engines. They did have a place in racing. These were the go-to engines back in the day. You know, 394s with two-barrel carburetors are putting out 315 horsepower. There are tri-power setups. The J2 tri-power setups are available for them. They're not exactly everywhere, but they're not exactly rare. Most of the larger swap meets I've been to, they've been offering not only the tri-power manifolds, but also the dual four-barrel manifolds that'll fit the 394. And there are aftermarket speed parts for them. There's a lot of used aftermarket speed stuff that's still out there. I used to say these 94s and the lower 371s, and they're lighter weight Oldsmobiles. The 53, 52, 53 Oldsmobiles that looked a little bit more like the 49 to 54 Chevrolets, you know, quite often, folks would pull the 303s out and they would be placed with these 394s. So they do have a place in racing history, and I think that they're out there and they could make a comeback. You could get into them fairly cheap. You get into doing an Oldsmobile very cheap. I probably, on these, if somebody asked me to find them one, there's probably, of like 27 salvage yards, there's probably at least 8 of them that are carrying some form of that engine.
Very interesting stuff. Let's continue to talk engines, this time from Chevrolet. Ford, of course, had a 302 V8 engine, and Chevrolet did as well. This is into the the 60s.
Yeah, when I was growing up and in getting involved in racing in the mid-60s, they hadn't come out with a 350 yet, so you had a 283 and a 327. And there was supposed to be this magical engine that everybody talked about, and they referred to it as the 301. And the 301 basically was a 283. Oh, somebody's calling it.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back on the other side, we'll hear more about this 302 Chevy, and we'll take your calls at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Hey, Bob.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In the past 3 weeks, two migrant children ages 8 and 7 from Guatemala died while in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. On ABC's This Week, Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said agents did everything they could as soon as the children manifested symptoms of illness to save their lives.
Jacqueline was 94 miles away from the nearest Border Patrol station. She started to vomit on a bus ride to that station. Our agents got her there as quickly as they could, where we had a paramedic waiting, an agent who's a paramedic, to revive her and get her into emergency medical services and life flight her to a children's hospital in El Paso. In Felipe's case, it was actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed his symptoms and made the decision to take him and his father to the emergency room.
Magalinen says Customs and Border Protection will now conduct secondary medical checks on all children in its custody with a focus on those under 10. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's out there? How you drive that Cadillac there?
We continue with Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. And we're talking about high-performance racing engines and lots of forgotten engines. And, Don, we're up to the 302 Chevrolet engine. Of course, Ford over the years has had a 302 in various guises. But tell us about this 60s variant of the 302 Chevy.
Right. You know, as I started to say, is that back when I started messing around with cars in the mid-60s, there was this magical engine of the 301. And to create a 301 would require basically to take a 283 and bore it out to about 400 cubic inches, which is approximately the size of the 427 Chevrolet engine. Well, the other way of doing it, probably if anybody wanted to build one of these, I would suggest taking the 327 and destroking it using the 283 crank. The reason I say that is that the cylinder sleeves on the 327 were designed for a 327. They weren't designed for the 283, and consequently, when you start pushing the displacement out that much for the 283, your chances of busting through a water through the cylinder into a water jacket increases, particularly engines prior to 58. Because a lot of the engines, the 57 engines, early 58 engines, were actually the 265s, and they were kind of pushing a limit of 283 cubic inches. But anyway, with that said, if someone chose to build one of these, I still think they're kind of a magical engine. A Chevrolet came out with them in 66. In the Z28 Camaros to meet the Sports Car Club of America Trans Am Series road racing rules, which limited engine displacement to, I believe, 305 cubic inches. So they really fit in that niche. By 68, they were upgrading the crankshafts, field forged cranks. They changed the size of the rod journals and the main journals, making them stronger. They were making the connecting rods thicker and heavier duty. By 68, they were also changing the blocks were, instead of a two-bolt main, they had a four-bolt version. So they were stronger designed to take the heavier punishment of racing. I'm not saying that you're going to find 327 blocks like that, but I think that you could put together quite a performing little 302 engine by cranking or decranking it, de-stroking it down a little bit. And I still think there's a lot of magic out there in some of these engines. And for me, that was always one of them. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I still like to live in my dreams.
No, that's a good thing, definitely. And we invite folks to call in with any questions that they might have in the old car realm, whether they're looking for a particular vehicle or whether they're selling something special and they want to tell us about it. And also, if they want to talk about salvage yards or talk about parts for vehicles, Don is an expert in that realm as well. I got some interesting news from you just a few moments ago. I didn't realize that you are now selling tools, and not just any old tools, but tools with a very famous name.
That is correct. We are now distributing Craftsman tools. You can buy them straight through the website at discount and with free shipping. And, for years, for us guys on the south side of St. Louis, they couldn't afford Snap-on. Craftsman was the way to go, mainly because there was a Sears store a couple miles down the street. But the difference between us and Sears is that next year I'll probably still be in business, and it's kind of doubtful Sears will. But the one thing that is the same, neither myself or Sears are making much money right now. So, but you need to help out by buying some tools from me.
Absolutely. That sounds so good. And let's talk about... In speaking with some other journalists who cover the classic car scene, a lot of them in the past have never really explored salvage yards. And for the first time, I heard a couple of folks talking about visiting some salvage yards. And, of course, that's an area that you really shine in, both your knowledge as well as database. You've got some really deep connections in the realm of salvage yards.
Yeah, the we picked up a few more, and we'll probably pick up a couple more by next year. We're getting calls from folks that that are seeing our ads and have yards and asking to become part of the network. But most of our leads come in from folks that talk about the yard down the street or the old yard it used to be, but the cars are there, but no one wants to sell them. So we, when the weather's good, we try to go on a road trip and contact those folks to see if we can help them get rid of the stuff. And we're having a kind of a little bit of a change. We're running into people that are wanting to buy a full yard. Just to bring the cars into one location and try to part them out. We have some of our folks that won't sell a car to anyone that's going to send it to the crusher or isn't going to use, you know, as much of it as they can.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of folks that are into nostalgia and into the preservation, which I'm really grateful for. We'll continue to do that as long as we can.
Yeah, that certainly makes a lot of sense, and I'm glad to hear that there are people out there who are, you know, determined to have their car not be crushed, because some of these restorations can be done. You don't have to go the highfalutin route. I mean, you buy it with parts that Don can help you locate and save a whole lot of money, because as we've talked about before on this program, restoring a vehicle can cost an awful lot of money, especially if you're using new parts. But if you're using parts from salvage yards, it can be a whole different story?
Yeah, what we're doing now, particularly with our Ford and Chevrolet, different models and year groups, we're affiliates with a number of companies that are in the restoration and aftermarket part. And what we try to do with our customers is guide them between the two and try to find a path of, I won't say least resistance, but the least impact on their wallet in order to get their car on the road. Some parts you just can't do anything more than go new or aftermarket. But on some parts, particularly on bumpers, I recommend that if you can find a straight rusted bumper and send it to send it to someone for re-chroming, that you're probably better off than ordering one that might come out of China. It might have gotten better in the last couple of years, but some years back, when I was restoring a 57 for my grandson, we were getting a lot of complaints, or hearing a lot of complaints of the bolt holes were too small, or things weren't lining up right. So things like that, I recommend using old, but just the opposite of that, I never recommend using an old gas tank.
Good advice. We'll take a time out, and when we come back on the other side, we'll ask Don about some other cool things, including we'll talk a little bit more about parts and searching for those very highly sought-after parts, and some of the services that Don offers as well. 855-660-4261 is our number. This is off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the
Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm Bob Long along with Don Jones, the old car guy from the oldcarguys.com. And you can actually call Don up and he will answer the phone. Of course, he receives an awful lot of calls, so you may have to leave a message, but you will get a call back from the old car guy himself. And Don, what's that infamous telephone number?
314-306-7507. If you get a faster call back, it's just here and Don.
That sounds great. 314-306-7507. That's Don's number. And he answers his own calls. And another thing he does is if you're looking for someone to work on some old iron, Don has created a database of individuals that can help you with repair or restoration. And this is something that he's started doing. Tell us a little bit more about finding help for old iron.
However, is anybody out there that wants to get a call?
Yes, Don, is he there? Okay, we're having a little technical problem with Don, so we'll call him back and get him on hold momentarily. The website for Don is theoldcarguys.com, theoldcarguys.com, and there's a listing of vehicles for sale on the website. There's also listings for 25 classic and older car salvage yards. They're teamed up with about 25 across North America. He's got a frequently asked question page as well. And Don was telling us about this service that he offers for folks that are looking for help. There are people who are perhaps new to the hobby and don't know the proper people, a good mechanic or a good body man. And Don, I understand you can help out with finding someone for somebody.
Yeah, what we're doing now, we're offering a free service to any business that is doing something with plastic cars. We also sell advertising, but my basic rule of thumb is that if you're so small that you're not doing much business, or I don't think I can make you much money with giving you ads, I'm not going to charge you. So we will give away ads. We'll try to bring business to you. If somebody calls me up and they're looking for a shop somewhere, I'd like to have a list to recommend shops. And we do get a couple calls or a couple emails a week asking those questions. Right now, most of them are coming from Missouri and Nebraska. But, you know, we occasionally we get one from, you know, eight states away. So if we can do something to help the business, your business, or the classic car industry, I'm glad to help.
That's great. And Don's, of course, got listings of classic cars up for sale on his site and can tell you the inside story on all of these different vehicles. Let's just take a quick look. You got a 56 Plymouth Belvedere two-door, a 1953 Ford pickup truck. Boy, those old trucks are very popular, aren't they, Don?
Yeah, that belongs to Cliff that used to do a Cliff's restoration up in Nebraska City. And he retired, and I ran into him up at the Nebraska City car show, and he had that little Ford up there with that flathead engine in it, and I wanted to put it up for sale. I said, I'll take care of that for you. I'll put it up on a website. But that's a professionally built car, and it or a truck, and it runs real well, and it's been in many shows and has taken a few trophies from those Nebraska shows up there.
That's great.
So that's a good one there.
Yeah, and it's only $5,800, so we're not talking a huge, huge investment. Somebody could really get a cool car for around the same money.
Yeah, myself.
That's right. For around the same money, you've also got up on the website a 1954 DeSoto with a Hemi, and just the Hemi alone, you know, is worth $5,800. That looks like a pretty nice DeSoto as well.
You know, we got a couple of DeSotos at that yard. That's over at Great Bend, Kansas. We put about a dozen cars up for him, and he has two Hemi DeSoto Hemi cars in there. One's a station wagon, and I think that, and that one. I can't remember the station wagon. That might be the 330 Hemi engine. But he also has like 23 International Harvester pickup trucks, including one that goes back to 1923.
Oh,
that's one of our rarer trucks to find parts for.
Speaking of trucks, here's another one up for sale, a 1949 Ford. Tell us what you can about that particular one.
Is that the cab over?
Yes, it is. Matter
of
fact,
I'm not up on my website right now.
No, it's a yellow one, a yellow 49 Ford pickup. Let me see what else I can tell you about that one.
I'm not too familiar with that one. We've got a 49 Ford cab over that is a good buy. It's pretty well drivable. These cab overs are usually one ton or bigger, and a lot of folks are buying them to turn into call haulers. And if you don't know what a cab over is, it's basically it's got a very snub, round looking nose to it, and part of the engine is contained in the driving compartment. It's a cool truck. Ford and Chevrolet both made them, and they're getting rarer and rarer and more collectible every day.
Absolutely. What about your own Barracuda? Did you sell it, or do you still have it?
I sold that to a fellow down in Rolla that's sitting on 1,000 cars in his backyard, and I'm still trying to convince him that I need to sell them for him. In fact, I got to go down there next week. It's supposed to warm up a little bit. I told him I was going to come down and pick out a couple of those cars. He's got a lot of Etzels. He's got a lot of 430 Lincolns, 462 Lincoln engines, a few Hemi cars, a 42 Studebaker dump truck. He's got a couple of Marauders down there that I got to go back and take a look at to see what engines are in them. It's kind of looking at his cars. Is you go down, you look at 1,000 cars, you start taking snapshots of things. Then when you go back home and start analyzing the shots you've taken and realize what you were looking at, and then say, darn, I got to go back down there to find out exactly what was in that car. But most of his cars, he pulled in, put them under the shade tree, and walked away. By that I mean they've got radios and clocks, and they're fully intact. And some of those cars can probably be driven out of there with a little tender loving care. It's just amazing. His whole thing in life was to save these cars. He's the fellow that basically won't sell you anything unless you're going to do something very, very positive with it.
Oh, good for him. Here's an interesting project car you've got up on the website from the 1970s, and that's the old classic MGB. It's a 78 MGB Roadster. This is a project car, and looks like a vehicle.
That came in just somebody listed it. I don't know anything about that car because it's a private listing. We get very few foreign cars and very, very few MGs of any sort. Give the guy a call if you're interested.
And here's a 1970 Pontiac Grand Prix also up for sale. This one looks like it came in as a private listing as well. It's in Washington, Kansas is where it's located.
Right. Yeah, I think that one just came up in the last day or two. We've had a number of cars that came in from the outskirts of, the backwoods of Kansas. In fact, give me a second. I'm going to go up on my website and see what's all up here.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, that Belvedere, two-door Belvedere, that's probably not a bad deal at $1,500. I think that guy told me that he found it. Yeah, it is. It was found in a field. And he's just trying to bring it back to life.
Wow. Well, there's lots of great cars up on theoldcarguys.com. And if you have a question, you can give Don a call at that famous number. Don, why don't you give your number one more time?
314-306-7507.
There it is. Don, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.